This is Steve Eggleston of No Runny Eggs with Senator Dan Kopenky. He's running for the 3rd Congressional District. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What a great morning, huh?
Yes, it is.
Exciting here.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your history in the State Senate.
Yeah, I'm in my second term. I'm in my sixth year in the State Senate. I'm from western Wisconsin, the La Crosse area, and running for the 3rd District Congressional seat.
Yeah, what made you decide to run against Congressman Kind at this time?
Well, you know, what really really got me going is what's going on in Washington. And then I really felt that the people in the 3rd District deserve to have a little better representation than what they're getting from their current congressman. And I mean that in the sense that he's taken wrong votes, like cap and trade, which is going to be devastating to the 3rd District for businesses and farmers and households' budgets. It's going to be, again, it's going to be very costly. It's not good for Wisconsin. It's not good for America. He took that vote. Also, the vote on health care, very costly, several trillion. We don't know what's in it. It's just not the way that we should be going. So for those reasons, what the massive spending and what's going on in Washington and the encroachment of the federal government into our private lives, and then secondly, how we're being represented in the 3rd District.
Well, I'm starting to lose my train of thought here. It's a little bit too early yet. Any other issues that you and Kind differ on?
Well, you know, those would be the major ones. I'm a very, very, very pro-business guy. I think that we need to foster the climate here in Wisconsin that's conducive to growing jobs. Forbes magazine rates us 48th out of 50 as far as where jobs are going. I really believe that, again, with his votes on cap and trade, on the health care issue, on the massive spending, it's coming back to bite businesses in the butt. They don't know what's going on. So, you know, the uncertainty is just like they're hunkering down. They're not enlarging their businesses. They're not growing their businesses. They're not taking on employees. And really that's stifling our economy. So those are the major things. It's fiscal responsibility, massive spending, and the encroachment of the federal government into our homes.
Yeah, most of the interest in Wisconsin has been in the 7th and 8th congressional districts, which is the northern part of the state. Can you tell me why people should put resources into your campaign?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, because of my business, and I own the La Crosse Loggers, a baseball team, and because of my work in the state senate, I have name ID, you know, pretty much in maybe 60 to 70% of the 3rd District. And I've been out selling seed. I've been a district sales rep for a seed company, and that covers from River Falls down to Prairie du Chien. So I'm known in that area. I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm honest. I'm forthright. I'm the guy that when I say I'm going to do something, I'm not going to go to Washington and take a different vote than what I told him in the 3rd District. And so those are the reasons why I think people should take a look at the 3rd. I'm approaching having raised $400,000 so far in this campaign. My goal is to raise $1 million. I think we can get there. And we've got about 3,000 volunteers that have either given us money or volunteered to help. So we have a big organization going. We're raising money. We're creating a lot of excitement out here. More and more people are going to my website, which is www.kopenkyforcongress.com, and signing up. They want to volunteer. They want yard signs. They want to do door drops. They want to get their neighborhoods involved. So it's an exciting time to be a fiscal conservative, a Republican out here, and people are paying attention to the message.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck in the campaign.
Thanks, Steve.